Okay. Old friends, new friends. Red friends, blue friends. One friend, two friend.
Friends in a box. Friends with a fox.
Okay. Very quick recap of last week. We have four Avos Malacha. Four super categories.
L?
The base remodeling begins.
Every time, L!
It's either an evolution or a revolution, so... One way or the other. Okay.
It's a true verism.
They're all independently incapable of being extrapolated one from the other. The Gemara wants to know what kind... since they're avos, it means there's toldos. Since there's super categories, must be subcategories. Gemara wants to know... what type of category, subcategories, what type of toldos we're talking about? Are we talking about the Shabbos kind, where they don't change in severity, they just change in type or source, right? So you have like, you can give me an Avin and Tolda, quick. You can. That's always a tricky one. Give me like an agricultural.
It's like the only one I know. I just thought
like a pruning and a
planting and
watering. Very good. There's that kind of Av Tolda, and there's also there's another paradigm for Av Tolda where it's a reduction in severity from the world of Tumah, not Shabbos. Okay, so which kind is the Zekin? Does everyone remember? So Papa says a little bit from column A, a little bit from column B. So we're trying to figure out which is column A and which is column B, which leads us to what we couldn't do last week because I didn't spend 3 minutes trying to erase this. Now I have. So we're doing good. Okay, so we have up top, we have the four, right? Okay. So one, four avos, and one of them is shor. An aminal. It's fine. Either way, I'm not like... chair there. I mean, I don't care either way. That's short. Okay. So now... So the Gemara... it's actually a brace. A ton of Rabbanan. Shlosha Avos Nemru B'Shor. A Karen Hashem V'Regel. Okay? So here we go. Karen... Shane... Regal. Okay. So we talked about the Karen.
Where are we ended off?
I'm still recapping. So, but I'm recapping. We're on the second Amud of the first Daf.
Yeah.
Okay. So we started by talking about Karen. And Karen has. Told of the Karen Maihi, so I'm still in the recap mode, but I'm excited about the recap mode because I really like charts a lot. You'll learn this about me. Nagifa, Nashicha, Ravitza, Ubiita. Nagifa. Does everyone remember what these things are? Nashicha.
The Ita is kicking.
Yes. Okay, Nashicha, you know, modern Hebrew.
Fighting.
Yeah, Ravita is like piercing. A body slam. Okay. Okay, Nagifa and Karen.
Pushing.
So, that is Ravita.
Not like when Rabbi Aaron spoke.
With the side, right? No, we're still in the recap. Grab it off. Okay. So the Gemara wants to know, wait, like these are the same thing and then the same pasuk. And then the Gemara says, Right, so by the way, we didn't have a chart, so we didn't appreciate it yesterday. Last week, right? So, Hai Nagifa Nagichahi. Where is that on the daf? It's like, Hai Nagifa Nagichahi. It's right here.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so that's midway down the second Amud. Zohi Nagifa, Zohi Nagicha, Maishna Gabi Adam Udechti Kiigach, Maishna Gabi Behema Dechti Kiigov. So we established that the difference between Nagicha and Nagifa is that one is an assault on a person and one is assault on an animal. Why is the Gemara so trying to figure out specifically this dynamic? What the difference between these two is? Because we're trying to figure out if there's a difference between the Avin Atolda. Because if we can establish that one's more severe, that the Av is more severe than the Tolda less severe, then we can say, oh, we identified Rav Papa's column B. Everyone understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Okay, I should have brought water. I'll just mumble. Karen and Gifa. Okay, but what have we established? That they are, in fact...
The same.
Okay, so then we go by turn. Adam the Idle Mazla, Ktiv Kiigach, Behemoth the Late Lamazla, Ktiv Kiigov. So, an animal has no mazla, a person has mazla. Mazla either means like self awareness and ability to evade attack, or it means like an angel that protects you. Either way, the details are unimportant. In the bigger scheme of things, it means that the Avin and the Tolda are the same. Umilta Agav Aroche, Kamash Malan, Demur Adam, Have Muad Labehema, Mud Labehema, Lo Have Muad La Adam. This is where I believe we finished off last week. So, now we learn something, agav, we learn something by the way, which is that if you're a mu'ad for a person, if an animal is a mu'ad against a person, then they're not a mu'ad against, then they're definitely a mu'ad against an animal also, right? Because it's harder to attack a person, because people are like, ah, there's an animal charging at me, but animals aren't so cognizant of animals charging at them.
If you can hurt something with mazel, you can for sure hurt something that doesn't matter.
Exactly. That's agav or that's by the way. Okay, next. So we establish Nagifa. Thank you so much. We establish that Nagifa is not it. So now we move on to. Great. So Nashicha told us Shani. We should make Nashicha. Nashicha should be in turn told of Shane, right? Because Nashicha is
biting,
and Shane is teeth. What do you bite with? Your teeth, so what is it doing under Karen? Okay. And if we find a mismatch, then maybe we'll find Rav Papa's column B. That's what we're looking for. Told the Shane here. Lo, Shane. Because, lo, it's not. Because Shane, yesh hana lehazeka. Ha, ein hana lehazeka. Because with Shane, the animal enjoys the process. When the Shinka doesn't. Except for, like, the red hot... like fire that comes with like fighting, that kind of pleasure for sure neshicha. But the point is that Shane is when you're eating a fruit, neshicha is when you're eating a person. Meaning you're not doing it for the sustenance. Okay, so they are not similar at all. So neshicha does belong in Karen. So we barked up the wrong tree.
Shapiro water. I want to drink this.
Sakana.
We can't filter on Shabbat. That's all I'm saying. You can't put it in there for it.
I'm going to justify every freshman Shapiro filtering the water on Shabbos right now.
Please.
And then you make
that's what it is. I mean, it's
what's wrong with
Waltham
Tap Water?
It's much different from like water in Florida.
I drink Waltham Tap Water all the time.
There's just stuff floating in it, okay? Can we not judge me? I drank
it.
I
didn't see it.
Yeah, there was like a thin film.
So there was
it's vitamins.
What was it? When I was in 8th grade.
Paint.
The water made by exits 23, 24, 25 broke. And we had to boil all our water. Do you remember
that? Oh, I remember that. Yeah, that was so exciting.
What happened?
Yeah, I remember.
Congress currently has lead in their water. County building.
Okay.
Anyway,
I also wish I grew up in Newton. Hello. Shani Shanela Zeka, Ha Ainanela Zeka. So the whole world of Karen, the whole like you know, this area does not there's no Hana here. The animal is not getting Hana from the damage. Ravita Viita told the Regohi. So, Ravita, Vita, how does our scroll transmit Ravita? Not, probably not Body Slam.
It kicks it.
No, Vita.
It kicks it to break it.
No, that's Vita.
No, but it says Ravita, Shirat, Taki, Lima, Tafel, Sabra, Salin, and Kadeva, Shabran.
This is squatting.
What are you
squatting?
Okay.
Squatting.
I'm waiting for him to correct me, so I might as well preempt. So I prefer Body Slam.
Thank you.
Do you Body Slam in order to break Kaylin, though?
Yeah.
Does an ox Body Slam?
Did you do that at your wedding?
Oh, bang, bang.
You see the video?
You sit down, you squat on the glass.
Okay. Okay, so these two things should be ragel, because ragel are things that you trample, right? Lo, ragel hazeka matsui hani ein hazeka matsui. Ragel is the. Give me a second. Ragel, defining characteristic. I'll show you this actually. Right, the defining characteristic of Shane is hana, and the defining characteristic of ragel is matsui. Matsui meaning
common,
non rare. Is a technical term. So, here are all rare things, right? We don't live in a world, thank God, where oxen are, like, running around and goring stuff and body slamming things and kicking things, but we do live in a world where oxen walk around and trample fruit by accident. Yes?
I'm confused. Like, these don't seem... Like, these aren't innocent questions, like you were saying before. These are, like, in the general line, like, trying to figure out if the toldo are... What the toldo's relationship is to the av. How... What exactly is the problem? Like, what are they trying to do, basically? They're trying to, like, find situations where, like...
We're trying to find situations where the toldo is dissimilar to the Av, is like less severe.
Right.
To
prove that they're similar.
Because all of these are Shabbos style, right? What did we say Shabbos style Av Tolda paradigm was? Shabbos style Av Tolda is where like the Av is like, I guess, like the Platonic version, and a Tolda is like more real world versions. So, you know, in the Mishkan, they, Ksiva meant writing two letters. Specifically on the crushing, okay. But real world ksiva includes writing symbols. It includes writing. Includes typing. Okay, so there's all sorts of toldas, right? But they're like the av, and the punishment for writing a symbol that like the print symbol, the artist formerly known as, you know, Allah v'shalom. Okay, writing that symbol, even though it's one letter, it's not two letters, is still considered a full. No one knows a bug mount.
Yeah,
it's bizarre.
Wait, did you say do you think?
Wait, I don't know. Looks like that.
Do you think Nagifa or Ravita is body
slamming? Ravita.
How do you deal with Rashi on Nagifa? It says Nagifa is that five book of Rashi, so you can have enough.
I'm still going squatting.
Do you think, sitting?
Okay, when I say body slam, by the way, I grew up in the world of WWF, which is now WWE.
Right.
Okay, so that's how I envision body slams. Is like it's sitting. Like
squatting?
But it's more accidental than that. It's a little bit more accidental. Like the bull's kind of walking around and it sits down on top of your utensils and the utensils break. It's not like. It's like running. It's not a more. It's a little bit more passive than active.
Ravita seems more passive. I think Ravita seems more passive than Nagifa.
Really?
All of these are intentional.
Oh, just kidding.
Aren't they? That's what it says with Ravita.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah.
So all these are intentional.
Yes. The animal saw utensils lying on the road and deliberately squatted on them in order to crush them.
But Nagifa seems a little bit more.
More body slamish.
More violent.
Okay, fine.
More
yes, the specific act of Nagifa is using your body to slam into something. Although, note that the Platonic, like when we extract what the damage is specifically, they're the same. Nagicha and Nagifa are the same.
Okay.
And Karen is Nagicha, by the way, in case anyone was confused.
To
Karen and Nagicha are the same thing.
Because
if we learn, if you go to the Parsha of Shvatim, it's the word Nagicha that we use to extrapolate Karen.
And is that the Malachim Manasa?
There's one, and there's a Nagicha Malachim. There's also a Nagicha in Vezos Bracha, in the Bracha of Yosef. Bechor Sharo, Hadar Lo.
Finish the quote question before. Like,
that's all in the Gemara, and none of the at least not making anything up.
So basically, like the Gemara is basically like trying to figure out, like, oh, look, this is the same thing, but it's a different. Like this should be in a different. This should be in a. This told. This should be part of this different oven. By doing that, are they just innocently putting out a kasha, or are they trying to prove that it's therefore because it's under this oven, it's a separate. It's like a tuma kind of told, not a shabbos kind of.
What's
the agenda with these questions?
For the next daf, what we're trying to do is find toldas that are dissimilar to their avs. So saying that this
why.
Should,
what is
why,
that
why? Because that will tell us that we found because Rapapa gave
like
us
despite the fact that it should be in shame, the fact that it's in Karen teaches us that they're fundamentally different.
So then we're
going to
find something out. Oh, why did we stick it in Karen? It must be
that it's a tumor type of.
It's a less severe something. Like we're looking for anomalies because we want to hit the anomaly. Does that make sense? This is kind of a fundamental.
So we're
thing.
Trying to prove
this is a two daf length sugya. So we want to. I want to make sure. Remember, we said we're going to like firebox, underline, highlight Rav Papa's statement because Rav Papa's statement is going to define two daf worth of back and forth. And the back and forth is we're looking for a tolda that is dissimilar to its av, and hopefully dissimilar in the sense that the severity is less, right? Because that's what in the world of tuma, it's a decrease in severity, right? Ave avos tuma, you could be matama something across the room. One level down, you have to touch it. Another level down, it's only like certain things can
so
can
it's
touch.
Like, it's like less of a chiddush to do to like prove like that it's a Shabbos kind of tumah because it's just, oh, the same thing. It's
no, they're all Shabbos tumas.
They're all Shabbos tumas until proven tumah.
Until we not Shabbos tumas.
Yeah, Shabbos tumah until proven that there are tumah tumas. So that's why that's the one we're looking for because that's a chiddush. Okay.
Everyone feel good?
Feeling great.
Okay. When God feels good, I feel good. Okay. Okay, Ravitza v'ita should go by regel. No, regel is matsui, and karen are not matsui. These are common, right? Because animals walk around and trample on things. But Ravitza and v'ita are less common because again, we're talking about the animal kind of like intentionally looking to damage. Regel is matsui. I don't know my name. Ella told the tayin laf kayota ben rafapa statement. Dama rafapa ahai. Where is it? Where can we find it? Ahai. Ilay ma'ahani, ma'ishnach keren, kavanato lahazik, umamoncha, ushmirto alecha. Hani mili, kavanato lahazik, umamoncha, ushmirto alecha. Okay, if we're trying to figure out a Papa statement, what differentiates these toldas which are, the thread that binds all of these toldas are that the kavanato lahazik has intention to damage mamoncha, they belong to you, and shmirto alecha, and you have a halachic obligation to guard against this damage, and that is true for the Ava and true for the Tolda, right? Those that is literally how do we define Karen? Again, talking in the language of like Platonic, we extract the definition of damage of Karen. The definition of Karen is that there's an intention to damage, that it's your property, and that you have a halachic obligation to guard against it. It's true for Ava, true for the Tolda. In that case,
the shore is your property.
The shore is your property, okay. Or I mean, again,
your property being damaged.
It doesn't have to be a shore; it could be tractor.
Okay.
So we've now figured out, like, I don't really want to box this up. Okay, like some kind of trapezoidal thing going on. Okay, so this is all Shabbos style. It's all Shabbos style. We're done with Karen. Failed us. Ella told us the Karen to Karen. Rather, the told of Karen is like Karen. V'chika amar Rav Papa ashein v'regel. So it must be that that Rav Papa was talking about Shane and regel. Okay, are you ready for this? Shane v'regel heichak tivi. Where do we find Shane and regel? How do we learn these avos of Shane and regel? The Tanya v'shilach. It says v'shilach ze regel that you sent the animal that teaches regel. V'chen hu omer v'shalchei regel hashor v'achamor. Because it also says. Mishachay regal shor v'chamor in Isaiah. Okay, those who send the ox and the donkey. Uvier also in Parshat Mishpatim. Zo Hashem, the word bier to consume to consume is shame. And how do I know it means? That B.I. means Shane. Chenumer ta'asher yave'er ha'galal atumo. So now a reference to Malachim Aleph. That it's, we're on the next stop now. So if you are still working off of printouts, then please have more. I don't remember which website I used for the first one. For the second one, the website I used cut off the last line of this of the first Amrut, so we're going to have fun when we get
there.
It's
going to
be mystery.
Have the Torah or showing.
Okay, someone wants to be in charge of printing. Where's your Gemara? You go home like every other day.
I don't have a Baba Kama.
What?
You don't have like a desk, Shas?
It's in Israel. In someone's house. Waiting,
wait,
for, my
waiting for you to come back? Oh,
waiting
for your
sister.
Love it. Okay, great. Kasher Yiv'er HaGalal Atumo, until the, like, the consumption goes up to the, like, the gum line. Amar Mar, V'shilach Zoharego. Okay. V'chein hu omer, v'shalchei regal ashor v'chamor. Taima dechtav rachmanam v'shalchei regal ashor v'chamor. Halav hachi b'may mukman lav. Why do we have to back it up with the line from Isaiah, v'shalchei regal ashor v'chamor? What else could v'shilach possibly refer to? So if I was going to make a list here, this is shilach, right, in Parsha Mishpatim. And this in Parsha Mishpatim is Uvir. Right? Am I getting that right? Is it Uvir?
Yeah.
No, you. Yeah, Uvir. Okay? My charts are still on point. So I said Shilach. Shilach is obviously Rego, so why do you need to bring me a pasuk from Isaiah to prove it to me? Halavachi, b'mayim mukmala, what do you think? E Karen, if you would have thought that Shilach possibly means Karen.
Ktiv.
It says it already. E Shane. Ktiv. We already have a line for Karen. We already have a line for Shane. Itzrech. No, you need it. Because you might have thought, Idavi Idia Shane. That all of these are talking about. Sorry, that Be'er and Shilach are both talking about Shane. You would have thought. Why? Baha. The machle karna. One is where it's utterly destroyed, and one is not utterly destroyed. Ka mashmalan. That's what he would have thought. Bahashta du kimna rego. Shein de lo machle karna minala. And now that you have, now that you fixed it, that shilach is rego, shein, which is not, doesn't utterly destroy. How do you know? Right? Because we know that shein utterly destroyed because Malachi Mala talks about Megalel, something Hagalel. Kasher Yiv'er Hagalel Atumo. So Gilal Atumo means up to the, totally destroyed. So how do we know that Shane also includes when it's not really destroyed? Like when you eat half an apple, let's say. Shane Dilo Mechalei Karna Menala? Do me the Regal. Because it's just like Regal. Ma Regal, Loshna Mechalei Karna, Loshna Lo Mechalei Karna. Regal, it doesn't matter whether it's completely destroyed, the field that you trampled, it doesn't matter if it's completely or not completely. Afshein, lo shna mechai karna, lo shna lo mechai karna. It doesn't matter whether it's completely destroyed or not. Amar mar, uvier, zohashein. So the master said, vier means shein. V'chein umer, kasher yivar hagalala tumo. And it's not enough for him to tell us that vier is shein. He also needs to bring us a proof text from Malachim. Okay? Why does he need to bring us a proof? Hold on. What do you think the next question is? Why does he need to bring a proof text from Malachim? This is like a...
Why is he...
Halav hachid b'mayim yukim
alav.
Sorry?
Don't answer the question. What?
Why is he bringing a proof text from Malachim?
Oh, okay.
It's the same question.
You guys.
Like,
why
are
we using a proof text from Malachim?
Yeah.
That's my always question. I'm going to ask that question every single time.
And you'll do well for the next, couple lines.
Okay.
And the previous stuff. That's
exactly.
Been like, yeah. Okay. Amar Mar Biar Zoashain, Vahenu Mer Kasheri Vera Galal Tumo, Time the Khlav Rahmana Kasheri Vera Galal Tumo. Why did God have to write Kasheri Vera Galal Tumo? Why did Hashem have to include that line in Malachim Aleph in order to teach us that Dier back in Parsha Mishpatim means Shane? Ha Lavahi Bamayukim Nala. Because what, I mean, let's be real, even if Hashem didn't say Kasher Yiv'er HaGalal Atumo, I would have known that Uvier in Parsha Mishpatim means Shane, because what else would I have attributed to? E Karen Ktiv, E Regal Ktiv. If I would have thought Karen, it already says Karen. If I would have thought Regal, it already says Regal. No. You wouldn't have, like, done process of elimination and gotten to Shane. Let me finish the line and then get to Gabi and I probably haven't explained this clearly. It's rechaka data famina. It's we need it because otherwise you would have thought idi v'idi a regel. That both of these are talking about regel. Had azim emela. Had shalach shluche kamashmalan. That you would have thought that shilach and beer are both about regel, but one is talking about shilach when you send it, and beer is when the animal goes by itself. Yes, Scott.
Maybe the Gemara asked this after this, but is like, how can it ask the same exact same kasha about Shane and Regel if because one of them it wouldn't apply to? It's kind of circular.
It's going to get more circular. I don't have an answer.
I mean, you see that like one of them would have like how can it ask to say oh like if it weren't for Shane like Regel k'tiv, but when we said Regel we only said Regel because of Shane k'tiv. One of them had to be k'tiv first. Like one of these questions doesn't apply.
This Gemara, this particular sugya is like strange. What air pressure things going on? It's the Gilgulim of the kids who missed the Gemara Shir in Old Bim, just like want to come back and learn Torah. This particular sugya of Shane and Regel is profoundly circular, and we're just going to go back and like we're going to play ping pong. Like you would have thought this. No, you we need everything to be in the place where it is. Why?
It's like totally
why is it like
illogical.
So super circular? It's not illogical. It's like hyperlogical.
No, it's dafka illog. I mean, in this case, it's saying like, how do we know that? Like, why do we need that pasuk for Shane? We would have known because it couldn't have been Regel because Regel k'tiv. But we asked the exact opposite question for Regel. One of them had to come first. Like, you can't ask this in a vacuum.
People have been asking the chicken egg question. I don't know why this is different than the chicken egg question.
I mean, I feel like the Gemara needs to do this.
I don't know. Maybe this Savarayic.
Like,
and the stuff I'm more into it.
No, so like if the regal
crazy
like,
suggestion. Until from
it's like if the regal like how can you?
You
say
have
like,
to like two dap him in every.
Like basically, our conclusion with regal.
I can't help you, Gabi.
Our conclusion with regal shame was already to you.
I agree with you.
Doesn't make any sense.
My job here is to make charts that will elucidate your understanding of this Gemara. Your job is to struggle with why Hashem sent Chazal to write a Gemara that felt circular. Any other questions? Okay. Does everyone kind of feel what's going on, even if the particulars? The particulars are not going to... I mean, everything matters. So, okay. There's that. Okay, basically we have, in Parsha Mishpatim, we have a line, Shila and Bier. And the Gemara takes for... The Mar takes for granted that Shila goes with Regel and Bier goes with Shane. And we're going to try to figure out why. And we're going to... We also have... Each one has an adjoining proof text from the Navi. Okay? And we're like, oh, why did Hashem need to write this thing in the Navi? Is it obvious? No, it's not obvious, because if there wasn't this proof text, we would have thought that Shilach isn't for Regel, it's for Shane, and it's for partial destruction, and this is for full destruction. And I'm like, okay, fine, now I understand why I need this. But why do I need this proof text? Oh, you need this proof text because if you didn't have this proof text, you would have thought that beer isn't Shane, that beer is actually Regel. What do you mean beer is Regel? Shilach is Regel. No, I would have thought that Shilach and beer are both Regel, and a Shilach means Regel when you send it, and beer means regel when you don't send it. The animal goes out of its own accord. And that's why I need it. Okay, so that's and Gavi's asking on like a you know one level up. Like why does the Gemara need to ask these questions? I don't know why the Gemara needs to ask any questions.
Not why the Gemara needs to ask. That's not what I'm saying. I don't think the Gemara.
I don't know why we're asking questions.
Why does
I don't
need
know
to
if
ask
exists
the
for
second,
sure.
The second question. That's not what I mean.
Oh.
Like, I'm saying, like, okay, basically says, like, it said, like, the whole thing by Regel is, like, why did it have to say, why do we need the pasuk in Yeshayahu? We already know, because Shein K'tiv, therefore by process simulation, it could always be Regel. Okay, now we've concluded that. Now we should move on to Shein and say, oh, Regel K'tiv. Regel not K'tiv. We just said that Regel wasn't K'tiv, because we would have thought it was Shein. It's like the...
Oh, so I know what you're upset about this. We do this all the time.
What?
In Shas. We test things from both directions.
Well, one of them has to be, false. This kasha doesn't hold up in both ways, because one of them had to come first.
There's a theory called... No, it doesn't. There's a theory called omnisignificance about how we approach biblical text, and... Okay.
So basically everything happens in
Google
a vacuum?
It.
Wait, it's a theory that basically... like Chazal said, that every single word has significance. Like, every single word is important and has some...
But it's like all these drushes came at the same time.
The
one drush didn't come first?
It's
like,
also the opinion that the Torah talks in the language of the people.
Yes. But these Gemaras don't assume that. Meaning these Gemaras are assuming that if there's a pasuk in Malachim Aleph that we're using to explain a pasuk in Mishpatim, it has to be that the pasuk in Malachim Aleph has to be there, and if it wasn't there, we wouldn't understand Mishpatim.
I mean, like, Tavka, like, the specific, like, the whole reason, the whole thing we brought for Regel is, like, oh, like, why do we have to bring the Pasuk? Because we would have known that, like, if it was, like, if we, the...
Okay. I hear you. Yeah. The question goes both ways. We'll meditate later together. If you want. Stop that. One where it goes on its own and one where you send it. But that's not the case. And now that we fixed it, be air to shame, how do we know that when the animal goes on its own, it's also a problem for you? The regal the azam imela and minalan, right? Sorry. Yes. Now that bi'er belongs to shame, how do I know that in a case of regal that goes by itself as opposed to being sent, right? Because shilach and regal are together. So what about nashilach? What about on its own? How do I know? Since I took bi'er for shame, how can I learn that? How can I possibly tell you that it's a problem for an animal to go on its own? Do me into shame, because it's just like shame. Ma shame lo shashal chashluchay. Just like Shane, it doesn't matter whether you sent the animal to go eat your neighbor's apples. Lo shna da azal mimela. It doesn't matter if the animal went on its own. Af regel lo shna shalcha shluchei lo shna azal mimela. So regel also doesn't matter if you send it or if it goes on its own. Follow? So we're learning the law. In order to understand regel, we're learning from Shane, meaning the law of regel is that even if it goes on its even if it doesn't utterly destroy, that's fine, because we know from Shane that even if it doesn't utterly destroy, it's also Usser. And we know from Regal that even if it goes on its own, we learn for Regal the law of even if it goes on its own, we learn from Shane, because Shane is a problem if it goes on its own or if you send it, right? They're mutually reinforcing. We learn halachos one from the other. Okay. So maybe Hashem should have written Shilach and then we wouldn't need Bier. The Mashma Regal, Mashma Shane. The Shilach sounds a little bit like regal, a little bit like shame. We would have learned both from Shilach. Mashma regal, dechtiv, mishalchei regal, hashor v'chamor. It sounds like regal because Shilach sounds like regal because of that pasuk we have in Malachim Aleph.
In Yishiyahu.
This one's Yishiyahu. No, isn't... Yes. This one's Yishiyahu. Umashma shein dechtiv, v'shein behemot ha-shalach bam. This is a pasuk in who has like a gemara that's easier to figure out. Pasuk from Tvarim. Okay, yeah. Great. Ilav krayetera havamina, oha oha. If there wasn't an extra verse, I would have thought it could have gone for either one. O regel the hazeko matsui, o shame the yishana lazeko. Either regel, which is a common type of damage, or shame, which has hanala hazeko. Remember, that's how we define shame. That's how we define regel. Sorry, michte shkulin heim, vevoshem the heim and I who makpat. Okay, these two possibilities both exist, and they both could fit for shilach. Vevoshem, so we would bring both them. If we didn't have the extra verse, I would have thought that it could have gone for either way. And then I'd come to a situation where we need both Shane and Regel, and we can learn Shane and Regel from both, or other way around. Okay, now we don't need beer. It's definitely, we need beer. Oh, that's what happens. Okay. The later sentence. Okay. Shilach, we could construct Shilach to mean both. We could construct Shilach to mean both Shane and Regal. And then I don't need beer. So what's beer doing there? No, I need beer. It's Rechata Dazna Chamina, Hanimili Hechid Shalach Shuche, Aval Azami Mela, Lo Kamash Malan. Because we look, over the course of this past like half daf, half amud, we've like learned four halachos, one from the other. And if we drop beer, it's impossible for us to learn Shilach from Shilach, all of the halachos specifically. We wouldn't, if we had dropped the air, we would not know that it goes on its own, which we learned that if it goes on its own, then it's also aser, which we learned from beer. Which means that we need both sides, we need to ask both sides, because we have this absurdly ridiculous and sensitive construct, legal construct, that requires both of these things, and if we had dropped one of them, we would have lost
no,
both of them. Excuse me. And that's how we have Shane. That's why we have Shane and Regal as two separate things. Then we're going to dig into Shane and we're going to dig into Regal. Ready? Okay. Tolada de Shane Maihi. What are the toldos of Shane? Nit chakecha bakota lahanata, the tinfa perot lahanata. Nitkecha, what has the article translate? Rub against? You're my translator.
Hello.
Oh.
Went offline.
Huh?
Went offline.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Rub, good. Okay. Rub up against, what are the two totals of Shane are, one is when it rubs up against the wall and in order to like scratch its back or, you know, get like that itch that it can't get by using its hoof.
Did your horses in Bahamari?
Yeah, that's what horses and donkeys do. Or that it spoiled fruit by, you know, by doing what animals do.
Defecating.
Yes.
That's
by throwing people out a window.
That's gross. Yes.
Defenestrating. Okay.
That's a
okay. Now that we have two tolados, what are we going to do? What's our game strategy when we have two tolados or any tolados?
Enough.
Well, we have the odd of Shane. Now what are we going to do?
Make the light.
We have tolados. What are we going to do?
They're different
from the odd. We're going to figure out the difference for the odd. That way we can justify with papas. Column B. Okay, Maishna Shane. What's the difference between Shane? Because what's the definition of Shane? Deish hana lahazeko umoncha ushmir tolecha. Shane has. If we want to be consistent here, we'll. Kavana. Just like from today's mitzvah Monday. Shane, the analog is hana, and you own it, and the obligation to protect is from you. Haninami, these are tolados, yesh hana lazeko, moncha, shmir to alecha. It has hana, the animal gets hana, and you own the animal, and the obligation to guard against this type of damage is on you. Ella, tolada de shein kashein. So then, what we must conclude is that the tolada, that the subcategories of shein are just like shein. Vechika amar Rav Papa, a tolada de regal. So what about Rav Papa? What about Rav Papa? Must be that Rav Papa's talking about regal. Right, he wasn't talking about Karen because Talada the Karen ke Karen and Talada the Shane ke Shane. So he wasn't talking about Karen, he wasn't talking about Shane, it must be he was talking about Regal. Following?
Yeah.
Thanks, Broski. Hikama Rav Papa, a Talada the Regal. Talada the Regal, Maihi. What are the Toladas of Regal? Hizika Begufa Derech Helucha. So let's do running on space. Hezika. The Goofa. It damage using its body while it was walking. Mishara Derek Lucha. The gate?
Yeah.
No. Sorry. Mane, fur, pelt. Okay. Beshalif Sha'aleha. Shalif is a.
Draw.
Like no, it's a. What's it called?
Shaluf is like draw. Like a sword.
No, I think it's a. How do you pull an animal?
A rein?
Yeah. Rein.
Shluf, isn't shlufa like a drawn sword?
Yeah, it's in the Haggadah.
Sure.
Yeah, but these are things that belong to animals, so animals don't have swords. Our animals don't have swords. Okay, but Shalif Shalea, the Prumbia Shabafiha, the muzzle in its mouth, Bezog Shabitsavara, or the bell on its neck. Basically all the toledos are either the animal's body or the saddle or the bell. Like something about the animal while it's walking, right? Unlike Karen, which has intention, Regal is not, there's no intention, but these kinds of things happen very frequently. Animals damage just by walking, right? Maishna Regal. So now we have, I think we have five toledos. Maishna. Who's this? Where'd I go? Is everyone know where we are? We're towards the bottom of Gimel and Aleph. How many lines up, Gav?
I don't know, it's like, it's right below the word frumba, yeah.
It's like 10.
About 10 lines up. My Shna Regel.
The star that's
at
the beginning of the line.
Yeah.
My Shna Regel. What differentiates Regel, the Av, the Hezeka Matsui, which has common damage, Ubamonka, and you own it, Ushmir Tolacha, and the obligation to guard from damage is yours. Haninami, also for the Tolados, Hezekan Matsui Moncha Ushmir Tolacha. It's common damage, and it's the thing belongs to you, and you have the obligation to guard. Ella, Tolada de Regel Keregel. So it must be that the Tolda of Regel is like Regel, which means that it's what kind of tolda?
Shabbos.
A Shabbos type tolda. And it's not a...
Chumas.
So what are we going to do with Rapapa?
Move to the next Av.
Ah, and then we're going to cry. Tolada de Regel Keregel. We think of Rapapa, a tolada de Bor. So, okay. Karen, Shane, and Regel are all inside of the world of Shor. Shor is one of the four things that we mentioned in the Mishnah. After Shor is, you have to always rhyme. Remember from elementary school, if you could make it rhyme, then it was true. So if someone tried to cut you off, then you could just say no cuts, no butts, no coconuts, and they were obligated to listen to you. Isn't that amazing? You tell your professor, like, won't do my homework because I'd rather lurk. Like, oh, you're right. It rhymes. Okay, Shor, Bor. It must be the Prophet's talking about Bor. Tolados of Bor, Mayanihu. So what are the Tolados of Bor? Unfortunately, we are out of space.
Where's a good Shabbos when you need one?
All right, it's good enough for me.
Get Ezra in here.
Okay, Bor. Okay, so this is Shor. Over here, see the other side. And Bor. We should actually take a picture of this.
We should make one of those, like when the CIA is like studying like the mafia, and they have those like all those like crazy like branches of like, you know what I mean?
Are you talking about the first episode of Alias?
I never saw Elias, but I'm talking about several episodes of Sopranos and The Wire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, all, like, the, he's like the boss, and like this is his like captain. Like, he's just like a really elaborate.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, like this that. Like, really, like photographs and everything, and like you can like, close pin him up.
John,
yeah, exactly. I was thinking more for like the Avmalak, but you can do that.
Well, that's what we're doing. We just don't have a big enough board.
So yeah, he's like Polaroid.
If someone wants to get me a bigger board, I will make extensive charts. For you. Tolo de rego, kerego, vichikam arpapa, tolo de kibor. Tolo de bor, my nihu, ile ma'av, asar, vatolo de tisha. So it could be that when we talk about av and tolo de for bor, I don't know if we'll be able to finish this thought. So maybe it's that the av, we don't know actually. The answer is right now we don't know. It could be that the av of bor is when it's 10 amos deep, or sorry, 10 tefachim deep. That's, 10 tefachim is like this to the ground, okay? So that's a pretty deep bore. What happens if you fall into a bore like that?
You get hurt.
No, you die.
Ten.
There's
oh, this is
no.
Ten tefachim. Like, is there more than that? It's not that tall.
Or you can go.
Ten amos is like you're dead before you hit the ground.
In the bore?
Yeah.
I feel like ten tefachim is like not that long.
Have you ever fallen ten tefachim?
Was like 3 feet.
Probably. Besides,
no, but
mostly
when you're not expecting, when you're not you still, expecting you still. It is the key.
Also, this isn't you, this is an animal. Have any of your cattle fallen 10 tefachim and survived?
You know, no. Funny you should mention it.
Okay, then there's boar that's 9 tefachim.
I'd go for 9 tefachim.
Then Charlie calls my
cow. Listen to the delightful sound. Okay. Tolad of the boar, my nihu, maybe you'll say, Yilei ma'av asarav and tolad of tisha. Okay? Av is when it's 10 tefachim deep, but if it's 1 less than 10, not basically between 1 through 9, that's called a tolda, and that's not going to kill, it's only going to damage. Lo tisha ksivi, but lo sar ksivi. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? The Torah doesn't say 10, and the Torah doesn't say 9. The Torah doesn't say anything. The Torah says bor. You're making up these things. You can't make up these things and call it an av and a tolda. You don't get to do that. Halo kasha, it's not a good kasha. V'hamei yulo, the Torah says, V'hamei yulo, Amar Rahmana. The kimlehu l'rabbanan, and the rabbis came along and explained what that means. It means, Asara avda mita, tisha nezikin avdi, mita lo avdi. Okay. The rabbis came along and explained that 10 kills and 9 damages. And that, so it doesn't matter that it's not written in the Torah, because the rabbis knew that that's what the Torah meant. Okay. But that's not good enough, because sof, ze'av l'mita v'ze'av l'zikin. Don't tell me that this boar that damages is a tolda of this boar that kills, because this is the av for killing, and this is the av for damaging. Meaning, you can't tell me that one's a tolda of the other. Ela, and then, so the Gemara is going to say, you're right, boar actually has a number of toldas, like leaving your knife in the street. It's not the same thing as leaving a hole in the street. We're going to get to those next week. I thought it worked out nicely what we did last time, which was recap what we learned today, and leave a minute for questions. Okay, so where we started was, we left off last week. Last week we had explained that Shor has 3 toldas. Shor is an av, and it has 3 toldas, and these toldas are actually also avs. But they're like avs to their own toldas. Okay, so whatever, down the line. And we got to Karen, and we explained Karen is negicha, is boring, and it's a type of Shor that involves kavana, and it has 4 toldas, and of all the 4 toldas, all of them are identical to the av, in the sense that they're all kavanat olahazi, umamoncha, ushmiratan alecha, for the av, for the tol, so it can't be that. Then we were like, oh, so it must be Shane or Regal. And then we spent like half a daf trying to figure out why there's Shane and Regal, if we can actually legitimately say that there's 2 separate things, where do you get it from? And because the words are like a little bit misleading, shilach, beer. We went back and forth. We learned a number of halachos about Regal and Shane, and if we were doing this with you, and we'd actually spend some time learning out these halachos. So, for instance, destroying halfway and destroying full way are both bad. Sending the animal or the animal going out on its own are both bad. And it's true for Shane and Regal. After we established that Shane and Regal both do in fact exist, we established that Shane has 2 toladas, one where the animal Okay, shame is when the animal eats, like, your neighbor's fruit. So one is when the animal rubs its back, and the other is when it defecates on your crops. And both of these are instances where the animal is enjoying itself. You know, hanato, or yishanala haziko, and mamoncha shmiratan alecha, and that's true for the av, that's true for the tolda, so it can't be this category, it can't be shame, so maybe it's rego, and rego we saw, like rego is when the animal tramples around, and it has five toldas, and all the toldas are like the various things on the animal, like it's not the animal itself damaging, it's the animal's cowbell, or saddle, or something like that. And again, same thing, av tolda. Av is common damage, mamon chashmir ta'alecha, and the toldas are matsui, shmir ta'alecha, and mamoncha. So we cross that shore, it's not shore, so it's probably boar. We started with boar, we're going to get more into boar next week. Questions?
Cool.